USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After the Federal Reserve raised interest rates by a half a point Wednesday, the price of Bitcoin climbed about 6% to about $40,000 a coin. Major damage is being reported after tornadoes roared through parts of central Oklahoma and Texas overnight. A Sheriff's Department employee in Will Barger County, Texas, said there was extensive structural damage in the town of Lockett on the Oklahoma border. It's about 50 miles northwest of Wichita Falls. Colombia extradited the alleged head of the feared Gulf Clan, who had been the country's most wanted drug lord, to the United States on Wednesday. Colombian President Ivan Duque Márquez said Dario Antonio David is comparable only to Pablo Escobar, referring to the late former head of the Medellin drug cartel. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A filing released by the Securities and Exchange Commission on Wednesday is indicating Elon Musk has raised $7 billion in funding for his purchase of Twitter. This also means the $12.5 billion margin loan he received from Morgan Stanley to purchase Twitter is reduced to $6.25 billion. As the economy is doing poorly, inflation continues to gouge at American wallets. The Federal Reserve is now jumping in to try to help.
The Fed Reserve is moving more aggressively against rising inflation.
We have both the tools we need and the resolve that it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses.
The Fed boosting interest rates by a half a percentage point, the biggest hike in 22 years. Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying inflation is much too high and must come down. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
For the next few weeks, 30 meteors per hour might be seen in the night sky. It's time for the Eta Aquarids meteor shower from Halley's Comet debris that will be punching our atmosphere. Even if the Supreme Court votes to overturn the Roe v. Wade abortion decision, as a leaked draft document indicates, this will not end abortions in America, as some panicked politicians decry. In fact, it's such a divisive issue, it should have always been at the state level and not a national standing. So says Senator James Lankford on Newsmax.
So this is, in fact, the court's decision. Obviously, we have a draft that is from February, so a lot can change during that time period. Well, when they put out their final decision, it looks like they're going to actually say states have the right, as they should have always had, to be able to protect the lives of children in their state. It doesn't outlaw abortion across the country. It moves the battle state to state. So in my state, in Oklahoma, we're going to protect every single child. In other states, they're going to say we're going to have abortion all the way up until the time of birth. But that decision is going to be made state to state. We'll have the same argument here on the federal side as well. So what basically the court said is the court should have never decided Roe in 1973. This should have always been in legislatures like it was before. In the 50-year time period during Roe is the anomaly of the almost 250-year history of the United States when they had it right before Roe to say states make this decision, legislatures make the decision, the people decide when life begins, not courts.
My name is Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.